This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Brazil has become only the second nation to have more than 600,000 deaths from COVID-19, according to figures released by the country's health ministry. Despite that figure, bars in Sao Paulo are full again for Friday happy hours, and lawmakers in the capital have nearly done away with video sessions via Zoom. Rio de Janeiro's beaches are packed, and calls for strict social distancing seem but a memory. Relief in both COVID-19 cases and deaths have been particularly welcome, given experts' warnings that the Delta variant would produce another wave of destruction in the country, with the second most victims. So far, that has not materialized. The United States has the most deaths from COVID-19, more than 712,000, according to Johns Hopkins University figures. The United States will accept the use by international visitors of COVID-19 vaccines authorized by U.S. regulators or the World Health Organization, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said late Friday. A CDC spokeswoman told the Reuters news agency that six vaccines that are FDA authorized or approved or listed for emergency use by the WHO will meet the criteria for travel to the U.S. On September 20th, the White House had announced the United States in November would lift travel restrictions on air travelers from 33 countries, including China, India, Brazil, and most of Europe, who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Some countries had pressed the Biden administration to accept WHO-approved vaccines, since the U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorized vaccines are not widely used in all countries. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. An Islamic State suicide bomber struck at a mosque packed with Shiite Muslim worshippers in northern Afghanistan on Friday, killing at least 46 people and wounding dozens of others. In its claim of responsibility, the region's IS affiliate identified the bomber as a Uyghur Muslim, saying the attack targeted both Shiites and the Taliban for their purported willingness to expel Uyghurs to meet demands from China. Eyewitness Hussein Dad Rezai says he heard the explosion and ran to the mosque.
I was busy in construction work at home. As soon as the praying started, the explosion sound came. As I went to look for my relatives in the mosque, I saw it was full of everyone lying around. The number is not yet clear.
It was the latest in a series of IS bombings and shootings that have targeted Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers, as well as religious institutions and minority Shiites, since U.S. and NATO troops left in August. Media groups have welcomed the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize for two journalists who have battled to confront misinformation globally. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Human rights activists and many others have enthusiastically welcomed the awarding of this year's prize to journalists Maria Ressa of the Philippines and Dmitry Muratov of Russia at a time when media groups around the world face new pressures and crackdowns from the authorities. Another new threat is the rise of misinformation, even in established democracies. The Committee to Protect Journalists says Ressa and Muratov are under personal threat and continuously defy censorship and repression to report the news, leading the way for others to do the same. Charles de Ledesma, London.
President Joe Biden will not block a tranche of documents sought by a House committee's investigation into the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, setting up a showdown with former President Donald Trump, who has pledged to try to keep records from his time in the White House from being turned over to investigators. In a letter to the Archivist of the United States, White House counsel Dana Remus wrote that Biden has determined that invoking executive privilege is not in the best interests of the United States. The move comes days after Trump's lawyers sought to block the testimony of former Trump officials to the House committee, citing executive privilege. On Friday, a lawyer for Steve Bannon said the former White House aide would not comply with the House committee's investigation because of Trump's claim. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.